Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I love conspiracy theories. So entertaining, so bizarre. Barack Obama is a Kenyan-born communist. Bill Clinton killed Jeffrey Epstein in his jail cell. The deep state. Well, you get the picture. The other day, I stumbled across a conspiracy so immense, so crazy, so well covered up, that I had to laugh. Allegedly, a cabal of rich Americans attempted a military coup to replace a Democratic president with a fascist dictatorship. Only this tale is absolutely, verifiably true. General Smedley Butler was the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. In 1934, he was invited to speak at a Veterans of Foreign Wars convention. Only the invitation wasn't from the VFW. It was from a shadowy group of rich folks who wanted to take over the organization and use it to topple President Franklin D. Roosevelt. They hated FDR's New Deal economic reforms and wanted him out. Butler played along to see who was behind the plot. Turned out it was some of America's richest families, the Pews, the Mellons, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Bushes. Yes, those Bushes. Also big corporations, U.S. Steel, Standard Oil, Chase Bank, General Motors. They were prepared to spend $300 million on the project, a lot back then. They wanted General Butler to raise an army of 500,000 unemployed veterans. These trained soldiers would then march on Washington and seize control. The plotters, like many wealthy Americans in the 1930s, admired Hitler and Mussolini for their pro-business, anti-labor nationalism. America's future, the rich guys believed, was fascism. Fortunately, Butler blew the whistle on them. Congress investigated, and the plot was found to be very real. But FDR didn't want to antagonize business any more than he already had. The plotters were never indicted. What's truly amazing is that the coup succeeded. To this day, wealthy business interests pretty much run America. They buy political influence, thwart regulators, give themselves tax cuts. They trim education and social spending, weaken unions, block campaign finance laws, and never go to jail. They fund friendly conservative politicians, think tanks, media networks, even law schools. Today's FDRs don't stand a chance. So, the next time you hear some tall tale about dark forces secretly controlling America, don't take it seriously. The real conspiracy is right before your eyes. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.